USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. Ukraine is denying it sent a drone carrying explosives into the roof of a dome on the Kremlin in what Russia claims was an attempt to assassinate Russian President Vladimir Putin. Russia released a dozen different videos showing the small explosion and says it reserves the right to retaliate. Retired U.S. Army General Stephen Twitty says this could be a new escalation.
Russia, in the past, they have really not gone for President Zelensky himself. And they're using this Putin attack, in my mind, to say, okay, we're going to now start to go after President Zelensky.
When he says a real attempt on Putin would involve something like a Hellfire missile, not a hobbyist drone that would have no chance of getting through Moscow's air defense systems. The longtime partner of Texas multiple murders suspect Francisco Oropesa is now in custody, accused of helping him evade capture for 4 days. But law enforcement found him last night.
What we were told from police is that there was a tip that came in from the FBI tip line at about 5:15 yesterday. By 6:30, whatever that information was, it prompted an immediate swarming, and just then, Oropesa was already behind handcuffs.
NBC correspondent Sam Brock. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell confirms he will attend next week's meeting of congressional leaders and President Biden, as they hunt for a path to raising the debt ceiling before the government defaults, perhaps as soon as June 1st. Another hike in interest rates expected when the Federal Reserve concludes its latest meetings today. It would be the 10th rate hike in the Fed's effort to control inflation. A company that owns 10 McDonald's restaurants around Louisville, Kentucky, faces penalties after Labor Department investigators found two 10-year-olds working unpaid until as late as 2 a.m. Bauer Foods LLC is the name of that company. This is USA News.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
It's often easy to spot emails that are not from, say, Home Depot, your bank, or even the IRS. The spelling errors, the bad grammar, other mistakes often make it easy to see the emails not from whom it claims. But some lawmakers say artificial intelligence could fix those mistakes and really make a scam look like the real thing. Some senators from both parties are asking the IRS to prepare for the possibility of much better scamming coming to our inboxes. You're probably hearing this newscast on your car radio, probably from an AM station, but the next new car you buy may not have AM, and some lawmakers, like New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer, want to reverse that trend.
God forbid you have another natural disaster. You've got a Hurricane Sandy, 9/11. When your power goes down, the only place to get news and alerts is on your AM radio.
But many automakers are eliminating AM, especially in new electric models, saying the big electric motors interfere with the AM signal. Radio engineers say there's an easy fix, but the automakers don't want to implement it. Gottheimer's looking at a bill that would require the Transportation Department to require automakers to include AM radio on all models. Speaking of electric vehicles, after lowering the price, then raising the price, Tesla is now again lowering the price on its entry-level Model 3 by nearly 20%. The base price is now just over $47,000. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's see what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is... Oh, what is that? That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protects... There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive Auto Insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.